Today is Thursday, December 30th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, one thing I didn't talk about yesterday, I've been watching some things while I work, air quotes, because this week has been so dead at work that, I should be accomplishing things and any backlog items that I have in my to-do list, I should be doing them, because I always complain about having so many meetings that I can't get my other stuff done that I need to do. And then I get a week where I may have had two meetings this entire week. And I'm doing some work, but it's not enough. It's a problem. Maybe I have that disorder. What's it called? That people take medicine for it, but then they get addicted. I can't remember the name of it. Something. I don't remember. Where you can't focus because I don't know. It's hard for me when I have a task where it's going to take a lot of focus. Sometimes it's difficult for me to sit down and do that one thing. So, on the other hand, I never get bored. Anyway, bottom line is I've been watching some things while working. You know, loosely using that term. Mainly checking emails, responding to emails, doing the light duty work. Looking on Slack, seeing if anyone has any questions, you know, that sort of thing. So I am working and available, but I haven't been doing any heavy lifting. So I started watching this show called, and now I'm not going to even remember the name of it. This is great. It's on HBO. It's an HBO documentary. And it's by this guy who films his whole life. John Wilson, I believe, is his name. And so it's How To with John Wilson. And it is, I was just watching, you know, in the background. But he films his entire life. And I don't know. There used to be a guy who I heard about in all the technology podcasts I listened to that had a camera strapped to him, some sort of like GoPro situation or something. And so he would, you know, everywhere he went, he would have these videos all day long. I guess until he went to bed, I don't know, 10 or 12 hours a day. And he cataloged it. He kept every single, you know, every single frame, every single bit of all the videos. And I don't know if this is the same guy or not, but this is similar. This guy, basically, he is a filmmaker. He is a documentarian. And he goes around and videos just random things, but he incorporated all this stuff into a documentary where he'll say, okay, the topic of this one is how to make small talk. And then he'll take clips from all of this footage that he's got, and he'll work this into a documentary. But it's clips of just everyday things happening. It's just, you know, everyday things. Now, I think he does mix that in with actual documentary footage because, A, there are a bunch of images on Google, if you look, of him actually carrying a full-size camera with a microphone and all this kind of stuff, and he actually does interview people. And so I would assume that that is actually going out and getting footage. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't even know if it's good. It was highly recommended on a podcast that I listened to, this show. So I started watching it, and I don't even know if it's good. But some of the stuff that he talks about for instance, how to split a check. He talks about how when he would go on a lunch or a dinner or, you know, something with friends, and everyone would sit at the table, how there's this anxiety and there's this, you know, weirdness at the end where someone will have bought too much, but, you know, and they're the person who says, oh, let's just split everything evenly, you know, and you bought a Coke and you're having, but no one says anything, right? No one says, well, I only got a Coke, you know, and so you're splitting it and then you're feeling this resentment. Anyway, he was talking about all of this stuff and I thought, oh my God, that is so me. And then I don't know, there was this other thing about wine where he's going into detail about wine and how to taste wine and how to experience wine. And he's kind of making fun of it and how that he really likes energy drinks and he doesn't understand the whole wine thing. And he went to all these classes and he couldn't understand. And it seemed like if you went to a wine tasting and you just agreed with everyone, that they would be happy with you and you'd be, you know, they would say, oh, this has a taste of honey with a little bit of cotton candy. And oh, I there's some sage notes in my nose. And, you know, if you just go, oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it was an interesting watch. And I find that he has a lot of this internal dialogue that I also have, you know, just for regular mundane topics. But he even went to this. It wasn't even and the other thing is he brings in these topics that are not necessarily related to the main topic, but he weaves them in. And there was one, I'm not even sure what, I think it was about scaffolding. I think the entire episode was about scaffolding. And he interviewed the guy. There's this guy that makes this device that if you are circumcised, it will help you regrow your foreskin. And he interviewed this guy, and not only did he interview this guy, I mean, this is on HBO. So this guy showed him on himself, naked, how to attach this thing, how he wears it in bed, you know, at night, because I guess he wears this thing all the time to regrow his foreskin. And it looks like it was successful based on, but I mean, this guy just laying in his bed naked with this rope attached to this thing, attached to his dick. And it's on this, you know, it's on this documentary, and he's just having a conversation with him, and he's so awkward. He'll ask these questions to random people and just sit there and leave this empty space, this quiet space. I don't know. I'm still trying to decide if I like it or not, but you should definitely check it out. How To with John Wilson, if you have HBO or HBO Max streaming, and just see if you like it. But he does bring it, like I said, he brings up a lot of things, and I can't imagine that it's just me that agrees with this internal dialogue that he has. And I thought, wow. But he has this one episode where he goes in and intrudes on this rich energy drink person, energy drink CEO's house, supposedly unannounced, and is able to get through the security gate. They let him through and like all this stuff. He just walks in. Maybe that's fake. I mean, maybe HBO called beforehand and said, hey, we're going to interview you. But it was so cringy because I thought I would never just walk into someone's house and start interviewing them. How do you do that? I don't know. Anyway, I was watching that, and that was interesting. And the other thing I've been watching while working is Unreal Engine tutorials. So Unreal Engine is a gaming engine where you can go in and build 3D games. And I do not want to create games, but Unreal Engine is the software that's been used by Disney to build these virtual sets, these virtual backgrounds. And so now in the past couple of years, they've built these entire, instead of green screen, they've built these entire LED walls. I don't know if they're LED, but these entire video walls, and the actors, and they're half round, and the actors will act in front of these video walls, and they'll use Unreal Engine to change the scenery behind them real time. And Blender, which is what I talk about all the time, where you can do 3D modeling, can be used in conjunction with Unreal Engine. You can take the models that you build in Blender and you can pull them into Unreal Engine. And the thing I kind of like about Unreal Engine is it's real time. and you can see better what's happening. They have some secret sauce where you can see things real time because it's developed for gaming. And so it's not perfect, but you can actually pull stuff in, whereas Blender, you have to kind of, it all looks crappy until you render it, which could take hours and hours and hours. Whereas in Unreal Engine, you can pull in these things and you can see them updating real time, and it's better. So I watched this 5-hour tutorial on, I wasn't following along on the tutorial because I was working, but just watching these. So I don't know. It's been a really dead week. Like I said, I've had a couple of meetings. I've done some revisions on a paper that I'm writing that, I hope it's finished by the end of January. I hope I have all the sign off because I'm so sick of doing it. And I discussed again with my boss starting a podcast, an internal work podcast. So we'll see if that happens in 2022. But we've been watching a movie. We watched Free Guy last night. It was cute, really enjoyable. Ryan Reynolds, I believe, in it. And it's, anyway, we're probably going to watch another movie tonight, but I also have mixed minus, so. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.